Bros. It's That Podcast, recording live from Studio B in Strawberry Blonde Studios. It's That Podcast, featuring Joe Lindholm and Jason Shirley. I digress. Hello, Brent.
You fret. You got a 10-pound shunk and a 5-pound bet.
It's a good man, the community. Sup, hot. Tell him your name sent you.
A3.
Live from Studio B, it's That Podcast, featuring Joe.
I digress.
And Jason.
Hello, Brent. Give me some of that dogger. This up for yourself. Make it enough. Sup, hot.
Tell him your
it's
name sent you. Sent
you. Live from Studio B in Strawberry Blonde Studios.
It's That Podcast.
Welcome to It's That Podcast, episode 42. I'm your co-host, Joe Lindholm, along with Jason Shirley. Jason, how are we doing today?
Chicago Bears, make every play clear the way to victory. Bear down, Chicago Bears, put up the fight with the might so fearlessly. We'll never forget the
What's Bears, good, man?
Bears. That's what's good. Big victory today. Finally, we can celebrate one. A big 24-10 victory at home. But if ever there was a victory that felt like shit, it's this one. Man, Mitch was terrible today, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't great.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much of that was the wind or how much of that was him. Maybe a combination. Maybe neither, but he was 16 of 29 for 220, but one of those was a 70-yard screen pass to Tariq Cohen with a great block by Taylor Gabriel to spring Cohen down the sideline. That was fantastic. So that was a good start.
Absolutely.
So that's good. I mean, like overall today, Mitch, not great by any stretch.
You know, and again, if it's the elements – because a lot of those passes that he threw sailed.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So is that the wind? I mean,
exactly.
if he was trying to touch it and just trying to put something right on there and it went, I got to give him that. But I'll tell you what, that pass to Miller in the end zone
was money.
It was a strike.
It was a strike, 100%. And
you know what? God bless Miller too, because the defender A never turned around.
Correct.
B hit him in the face mask right before the ball got there.
For sure.
So talk about concentration.
And then he kept throwing – it seemed like every pass he threw to Anthony Miller – Miller had 7 targets and 3 catches. The 4 misses were all high, all of them.
Yeah.
Like it's almost
he's
like
– he's wee.
Right. I don't – he's only 5'8 or 5'9.
Put
he's
those like, on toward the ground, brother.
Right. Exactly. Like I don't know. I mean – whatever. But I just think that he, Mitch could have played it a lot better than he did, but there's no style points in winning. So,
W. That's absolutely correct.
And did you see him post game, by the way? Actually, pre and post game.
No, I did not.
Mitchell Trubisky was dressed as the coach circa 85 Super Bowl. He had the Bears sweater. It was magnificent, my friend. It was beautiful.
Okay, but no stash?
Well, he already is growing kind of a stash beard thing. So he didn't put on the fake stash, but he had the Bear sweater. It was a beautiful thing.
The V-neck.
Correct. That's right.
Sweater vest.
That's right.
It looked, okay.
You have to, after we're done, you have to look it up. Or you can look it up now, whatever. But it was awesome. It's like,
outstanding.
It's Mitchell.
Well, good for you, Mitchell.
My guy. So,
I'll just play better.
I was going to say, great throw. My notes have great throw to Miller for the touchdown. DB had his back turned, threaded it for 6. We already talked about that. No Khalil Mack today.
Yeah.
If you're going to miss a game, I guess this is the game to miss, right? I mean, turf.
Absolutely correct.
The turf was shit, probably, and the Jets aren't very good.
And, you know, I wonder if there was a blowback from last week because people were like, listen, if you're hurt and you can't go, why don't you just sit out and get healthy?
Right.
But we talked about the number of double teams that he commanded last week,
right,
even though he only had one tackle on the stat sheet.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to chalk it up to this was the Jets. They were supposed to win this game. If you're going to sit one out, have it be today.
And if they're, if they're playing the Vikings or the Lions or a division game, he's playing. Right?
Yeah. No.
He's going to be playing.
And this game, to me, this one and next week are really going to define this season.
Yes.
If they win they won today. If they win next week, they've got a shot at winning 10.
Yep,
if they don't, they're going to be 8-8. maybe 7 and 9.
Yeah, and not only that, but good teams beat bums.
Yeah,
right.
You dispatch with bums. That's what you do.
I understand the win today was really ugly, but you gotta. Good teams beat bums. They don't lose the bums. The right. Jets are not very good. They beat them. Next week the Bills are even worse. So I would hope for a W. And if Khalil Mack's playing, if he's healthy enough to play, then I would think that that's a win. But I mean, we've thought that before.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, my really only
no.
Yeah, exactly. The two things that kind of ticked me off today. One was the missed field goal to start the game.
Oh,
like you gotta. I understand the wind. No. All other bullshit, but come on.
Yeah.
Got to make that. You got to make that field goal.
Yeah, you do.
And then this about, I almost threw something at the television at my establishment that I was at.
That your local?
Yes, at my local. That roughing the penalty, that roughing the passer penalty, or roughing intentional roughness, or that's what I'm looking for. The roughing penalty.
Yeah.
On that receiver. Passer. No, not roughing the passer.
No.
It was the play where the pass was overthrown by Darnold.
Mm.
And I want to say it was Eddie Jackson trucked the wide receiver, and it was 3rd and 13 deep in.
Oh yeah, yep.
That play,
I remember exactly where we are.
Which kept that drive going. They were
off the field,
and they ended up scoring.
They were off the field,
right? And they ended up scoring a touchdown.
Like that was it.
It was 3 and out deep. You could have sealed the game right there.
Yeah,
and you didn't. And you just
and then well, your favorite player is the one that gave up the booty going for the pick.
Yeah.
And that,
was
after that play. That was after the penalty. You're correct. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. If you're being aggressive and trying to get to the ball, I don't have a big problem with it, to be honest with you. If you're playing, if you're peanutting, if you're playing a little peanut action, you're trying to be aggressive as possible to get the ball. I don't have a big. It's just getting beat. Like, oh my god. Yeah, it was the play. I remember exactly the pass. It was the pass that they both jumped for, and Fuller jumped just maybe a millisecond too late.
He timed it
too
wrong.
Early. I should say too early.
Yeah.
The Jets receiver was able to go over him and get it. Yeah, I remember that play. Yeah, for sure. And then the end of the game, on him, they already had it sealed. Kyle Long gets caught up in some garbage and gets rolled on off on a cart just before the 2-minute warning.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to know more tomorrow, the MRI, I'm sure, or x-rays. But he was... from what I understand on Twitter, he was literally yelling in pain.
Oh.
So that's not good. He's not going to play next week. I hope his season isn't over. His season isn't over. But I guess the saving grace is, Eric Kush was inactive today too. So we saw a lot of Daniels today.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Which is great. The more time, the better. In my opinion. For sure.
I'm kind of over Kush.
Yeah. I mean... The thing is, if you don't hear about a lineman, that's good, right? It's when you go, he got beat by this play, or he should have
been. Or last week, when you go, hey, who's the Bears special teams coach because it sucks ass? Right.
No, all kickoffs were touchbacks today, just in case you were curious.
Yeah, they absolutely were.
Leading tackler on defense today, Jay. Without Khalil Mack, Danny Trevathan again.
Yeah.
Seven tackles. And Roquan had 5. Roquan blew up that one screen play. Do you remember the scene that?
I do.
And Roquan Smith just trucked the dude. It was awesome.
And Callahan.
He had 4.
Has to be up there,
too. He had 4.
Okay.
It was a team effort. It wasn't just one guy with 10. It was like 7. Trevathan 7. Roquan 5. Callahan and Robertson Harris and Eddie Goldman all with 4. Nichols and Hicks with 3. And Hicks was getting double teamed left and fucking right.
Oh, yeah.
Left and right. He blew up the center and the guard on his one solo tackle. There's a rush up the middle, and he just blew Crowell up and blew up the guard. It was a pretty awesome play.
Just one sack today?
Yes, one sack.
Okay. But I think that's the stat that stands out more for me is 6-3 and out.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
I mean,
yeah. The one right sack there was by Bryce Callahan on a safety blitz. But
oh, nice.
Yeah. You're right. 6-3 and outs. I mean, that's ridiculous. Like that's, and again, that's it was the were the Bears that
you're
good?
Playing bums.
Exactly. You're playing bums, and you can't let bums do that. You can't let bums score on you. You can't let bums do anything.
Respect my authority.
That's right, Cartman. Respect my authority. So some other stats for the game. The rushing stats as a whole, very good today. 34 carries total, 179 yards for a 5.3 average. That's getting it done. And Howard got going in the second half. He was not, I think he had like 30 yards in the first half.
Yeah.
Ended up with 81 for the game.
Now, I don't know if this was actually their game plan or if it just kind of everything fell into place for them.
Yeah.
But this is what we need. Howard in the second half
absolutely.
To just punch him in the mouth after the offensive line gets the defensive line all nice and soft.
And today, we'd have to go back and look at all the game books, all the stats for it, but I believe today was the first game they rushed more than they passed. They had 34 carries today and only 29 passing attempts. So
very nice. Yeah, I think, you know what?
And two sacks. It's actually 31. 31 dropbacks, but yeah.
Here's one for you, pal.
Yeah.
An NFL quarterback that throws 50 times has not won a game.
Like ever?
This year. No. This year.
Like ever. I mean, Roethlisberger. Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, you just in this league, you can't chuck the ball 50 times. As much as you want to and as much as you have the advantage as the receiver, right? Because PI, I mean, if you sniff on him, it's PI.
Now.
I mean, but you can't throw the ball 50 times and expect to win. Like, that's just not.
Who's the asshole that wears the hat that says "Make football violent again"?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see that.
I think it's a linebacker for the Vikings.
No, Lord, really?
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
I can't say he's 100% wrong, but
no.
I mean, the play where there was the roughing, the unnecessary roughness was the word I was looking for.
That's what we're looking for.
Unnecessary roughness. So the
Tom,
Cut
that out.
Come on. Jesus. Yeah, edit that out while you post. Thanks. Unnecessary roughness. The unnecessary roughness call 2 years ago, that wouldn't have been a call.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that would have been a call. But in today's NFL, it's a call, unfortunately. It's the way it is. You just have to live with it. And when it happened, I just shook my head. I'm like, you had them 3rd and 13 deep, jerks, and then you did that, dumbass. For the Jet, they're not good. They're really not good.
Nope.
Today, 24 carries, only 57 yards by the Jets, and then Darnold threw the ball 29 times for only 153 yards.
You know, I think they put people around him. He's not going to be horrible.
I think he's
a serviceable NFL quarterback.
I mean, this is only his 6th game or whatever in his career.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to cut him a little bit of slack, but they could not run the ball today. The Jets could not run the ball today. At all. The only guy that could run the ball was Darnold when everybody was covered. He was running for his life. Like, that was it. Like, Crowell had 13 carries for 25 yards and Cannon had 6 carries for 10 yards. I mean, they could not get anything done on the ground at all.
No.
And some of that's Bears defense, you know, some of it's the Jets being bad. It's how much of which I don't know. Post game, a lot of guys in the defense were praising Leonard Floyd, saying that he had like the game of his life, pretty much the game of his career.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And okay.
The stat sheet does not reflect that, but
well, you know what?
But sometimes
I say trade him then.
Yeah.
If this is the highest his stock gets, get
while getting's good.
Get that guy going. Yeah. Hey, I know where they might be able to use him. How about the Raider?
Get one of our picks back.
Yeah.
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 Sure.
I'd take a 6th round pick for that.
Yeah. I'll take a 4th. Maybe.
4th round would be good. Take Clever Lang. We'll take a 4th round pick.
Floyd had 2 tackles today.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
game of his life, though.
Again, maybe I
was
not. I mean, I wasn't there. I was on the field. I couldn't tell you from. But
yeah. Sell high.
Right.
Exactly. See ya.
Yeah. Trade him. I'm 100% down for that if that's the case. So, what about some other nuggets from around the league, Jay?
Oh, Panther over Raven,
36-21.
The big takeaway from that one was the Panther going 17-0 in the second quarter, which pretty much put them away.
Yeah, the Ravens' defense was supposed to be something, and their last couple of weeks have not been great.
Well, and that was the thing. They gave up 24 points in the first half, and then they only held them to 12 in the second, but it just wasn't enough. And that's where I want the Bears to get. I want them to be able to put up enough in the first half that, you know, they can just hold on.
They just run the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give the ball to Howard.
That's exactly right.
Cohen and just be done with it.
Shuff over Bronco in Denver, surprising. Which is always a big deal. I don't care what the
any road win, are. Right. Any road win by the Chiefs is, especially in Denver, you're right.
And one of the takeaways, the huge ones in that, Denver's running game. Lindsay, 95 yards and a touchdown on 18 carries, and then Booker had 78 yards on 9 carries. Oof. And this is a league that doesn't run, Joe.
Yeah.
But when
passing the ball is not really an option.
You're saying Case Keenum isn't an option.
When your quarterback is shit, then you kind of have to.
That shitty quarterback was in the NFC Championship last year.
Yeah, Rex Grossman was in a Super Bowl. What are we talking about?
So anyway, you're going against Pat Mahomes. Yeah. 4 tuts and a pick.
That guy's
303 yards.
Fucking ridiculous.
24 for 34.
That guy's ridiculous.
And that'll get you 125 quarterback rating.
That's Joe. That'll get it done, brother. That's
yeah.
That dude he's the best quarterback in the league right now, right? Got to be. I mean,
he's got to be.
In terms of numbers, he's ridiculous.
Yeah, and you know, how can you get rid of Alex Smith? Well,
that's how
you get rid of him.
That's right
there.
Yep. You have a guy that's just athletic as fuck and can just do whatever he wants on a football field. That's how you do get rid of Alex Smith.
Yeah, but how didn't anybody else see this? I
don't know.
It's like Andy Reid had this guy in an incubator or something. Like nobody else had any idea.
No. And the problem is that Trubisky's going to be compared to him throughout his whole fucking career because...
No, I think he'll be compared to Goff more.
Yeah, but man, you're just like, look at Mahomes. He's dead, but bear. And our guy's only bear. And it's apples and oranges.
I think Goff's a safer comparison.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah. Anyway. Steeler over Brown, which, come on, you're the Brown. The big deal in there, James Conner.
Yeah.
146 yards on 24 carries and 2 tuts.
It's Bell. Who's this Bell guy I keep hearing?
Right?
Bell.
I think he smokes weed and holds out.
Bell. Smoke weed every day.
Antonio Brown trying to break the Madden curse. 74 yards on 6 grabs and 2 tuts.
2 tuts. He's last time I heard, pretty good. That Brown guy. Everybody's Brown guy, he's pretty good.
You see this? You hear about
everybody's
this?
Comparing Miller to him, Anthony Miller. I mean, it's way too early to make that comparison.
It is way too early, but you know, I like the swagger of Anthony Miller, man.
Me too. You got to have a little swagger.
And we saw the red zone thing today. I'm like 5'8 in the red zone. Really, you're going to throw to this guy?
He did.
Yeah,
and just
he did. And he scored.
I forgot a nugget that I had in my notes for the Bears game.
Hit me with the bear nugget.
The first play of either team in the red zone came at 8:42 of the third quarter.
Mm.
No one was in the red zone the entire first half.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So, all right, back to the.
Yeah, sure. Colts over Raiders. The Raiders' only win, believe it or not, was against the Brown.
Right.
Luck was luck. 22 for 31, 239, 3 tuts, no picks. That's... Marlon Mack, 25 carries for 132 and 2 tuts. But the big story in that one, 21 points in the fourth quarter, 21-0.
Oh, man, the Raiders
can't close anybody out.
They are
give bad. Up the booty, can't score.
Cannot do it.
Yeah, so Leonard Floyd, I think, looks really good in black and silver.
Yeah, he would. You know who also looked good in black and silver?
Who's that?
Khalil Mack, if they actually offered him
a
contract.
Yeah, no.
He looks much better in the Navy and Orange.
He does.
That's right, my friend.
Cardinal over Niner. I don't think anybody cares. Rosen threw 40 times. Only completed 23 for 252, 2 tuts and a pick.
Why do you have a rookie quarterback throwing the ball 40 times? Come on.
Right?
What are you doing?
Ram over the Pack, which helps us out.
Go Rams.
Thank you, Jared. 29-27 there. Rodgers had a Rodgers day, 18-30 for 286, 1 tut, no picks. Goff was 19-35, 295, 3 tuts and no picks.
Man.
And Gurley on the ground, 25 carries for a $114.
He's good.
Not bad, Mike.
This just in. Todd Gurley, breaking news. Good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Skins Giants. Skins over Giants. The story there, Adrian Peterson, man. 26 carries for a buck 49 and one touch.
The guy just comes back from the dead. Like he was literally banished.
You whip a kid in a car seat and
that's right.
You run for 149.
That's right.
All right.
Go for it.
Eli, I have no idea why. I mean, why is he Saquon Barkley's there, so that's why you take him there.
Right.
But son of a bitch, Eli.
It's so bad. That guy is
30
so
for
bad.
47. They had the old man throwing it 47 times today for 316, one tut, and two picks. Saquon, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
13 carries,
mm-hmm.
38 yards.
Oof. That's why Eli threw it many times.
That's not pretty.
You got to
bungle over the buck, 37-34.
Jameis.
Big story in this one. Jameis, 18 for 35, 276, and one tut. But then there were four picks.
And benched.
So they put in Connor McGregor, who went 11 for 15, 194, and two tuts.
Fitzmagic.
Fitzmagic. The big fur coat and the big mm-hmm. thick rope chain.
That's right. Now, the thing with Fitzpatrick.
Mixon, Dalton, Boyd, and Green touchdowns for the Bengal.
Yeah.
And then I'll wrap this up with the Seahawk beating the Kitty, which also helps us. 28-14.
Nice.
Russell being Russell, 14 for 17, 248, three tuts and no picks.
That's how you get it done. Three incomplete passes.
Carson on the ground, 25 carries for a buck 05 and one tut.
Yeah, the Lions aren't good.
Well, but
they were playing. They're playing good the last couple. They were playing well the last couple weeks, but
yeah, the Motor City Kitty, baby.
But if you play against a team that's any good, they're not so much.
Yeah, and I hate to, Kaplan's fine. Whatever, he's Cap. His picks this week,
mm-hmm.
I don't think he missed one. That son of a bitch.
Yeah.
If I'll take that back. If the Saints beat the Vikings at home tonight outright,
yeah.
Then he gets 100%.
But he had the Bears. He had
the Seahawks over Detroit, and his stat was because Russell coming off a loss.
Yeah.
Is like
ridiculous.
6-0. It's crazy. I mean,
that's nuts.
Yeah. So
it's like, make a hockey analogy, it's like having Vladimir Tarasenko. You should always play Vladimir Tarasenko against the Hawks. That guy fucking murders them. It's ridiculous. But anyway, back to football, sorry.
No, that's fine. I was out. So we have we've got the Saints and the Vikes tonight.
Yep.
And if the Vikes lose, the Bears are in first place by themselves.
Solo again. Where we belong, my friend.
Yeah, you know, and in a game where all you wanted to do is get above 500 and you get to first place.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how, but
they did it.
Do you want ants? Because that's how you get ants.
And that's how you get to first place.
That's all so. You just win, right? That's it. It's win. There's like, you know, all this on Twitter, like, oh, the Bears look blah, 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 and the Jets blah, blah, blah. You won. You won the game.
Like, yeah.
Unfortunately, Kyle Long got hurt, but you won a game on a team with your defense that's predicated a lot on Khalil Mack, who didn't play.
Right.
At all.
No.
So
I mean, that's your takeaway. That really is. It's how good the defense looked without him.
It's almost worth two wins, right?
It kind of is.
I mean, because.
And Kyle Long was going to get hurt eventually, right?
It seems like. I hate to label a dude like that, but it sure seems like it, right? That guy is bionic right now, and he just got another thing broken, perhaps. I think they said it was the same foot that he had surgery on like 3 years ago.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it didn't.
That's nice.
Yeah. And it was the thing. Well, the bitch of it is, again, it was in the when they were just running the fucking clock out. Like, that was it. They were up 24-10. They were just running the clock out, and dude gets just rolled on. It's like, fuck.
Well, Mr. Long, it appears, looking at your x-ray, that your foot now is powder. So correct. What we're going to do is we're going to bring in the stuff that makes Arby's roast beef. We're going to pour that into your foot, and we're going to go from there.
That's right. And good luck. We hope it works. We're going to 3D print you a foot, and we hope it holds up.
Lucky.
Yeah.
What's the verdict, do you think, on Tariq Cohen today? I thought he played great.
Yeah, come on, man.
He only touched the ball six times, though.
That's exactly what you want.
I think you want a little more than six, right?
I don't know, man. When one's a 70-yard screenplay touchdown.
Yeah, I understand that, but I mean, like, yeah, I guess so. You don't want him in there trying to kill the clock, that's for sure. He's not the guy you wanted there to do that. I understand that part of it. Or
running between the tackles. And
towards the end of the game, you're just trying to run the clock out. But
oh, that was the other thing you and I were talking about earlier. My disdain for the Bears and a backfield.
Yeah, that's empty backfield. Yeah,
exactly. So I only saw him try to do that once today, and then Howard ended up back next to Mitch in shotgun.
It was like a decoy type thing, and they put Howard back.
It was.
Yeah. I don't remember seeing
that. You do that a few times, and then you do a draw.
Correct.
So
right. Yep.
And because you're not Ditka, and because it's not 3rd and 10, and because it's not Dennis Gentry getting the ball and running right into the line,
yeah,
that might work for you once. And
somebody, anybody, maybe the alleged special teams coach needs to take Tariq Cohen aside and go, when the punt lands and bounces away from you, leave it alone. Don't.
That's a negatory, touch good it. Buddy.
Stop trying to touch a ball that should be down. Cut it out. He did it in his like second game ever, and he did it today.
Yeah.
Like what? I mean, he got it back. Thank God. Because I mean, like there were three jets.
No, I know.
Just leave it, dude. Just leave it. It isn't a kickoff. It's not like they can just, you know, it's not there. If they touch the ball, it's down.
And that was the Joniak today. He goes, and thank goodness Cohen had the foresight to fall on it. But
Jesus, it was awful.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was terrible. So did you get a lot of Joniak today? Was it a Joniak day today?
It was a Joniak. Well, you know what? I've now that we've got the new cable and I can pause and kind of time it out with the radio.
Yeah.
It's all good at the Shirley House.
Nice. Good. I know you're a radio guy. But quite frankly, I am too. I like Joniak, especially Thayer. Thayer's really good.
I love them both, and I love also the fact that Mr. Viking hates it.
Good.
And every time he hears, touchdown Bears, he just cringes. It's like me and that fucking horn.
Oh, yeah. He can eat the entire bag. If he's upset about Joniak saying that,
yeah,
jam that horn right where it goes.
Right?
Sorry, Coach, but touche, my friend. Now you know how we feel with that effing horn.
Yeah, man.
Eat that thing.
Speaking of Coach.
Yes.
I'm hoping to have the coach back next week.
Oh, great.
To do a CFB hit.
Okay.
Just to kind of let us know where we are in the season. Great. And I mean, college football lately has been absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Purdue beats Ohio State.
Yes.
And then goes out yesterday and loses to Sparty.
That's right.
So, I mean.
It's like, what? What? I don't know what just happened. You're like,
right?
Okay. Sure.
Well, I mean, preseason, they had Purdue as the third best team in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And we watched the first couple of weeks, went, really?
Yeah.
How is that a thing?
Right.
And then they beat Ohio State, and you're like, oh, okay, I remember that.
Yeah.
They were, yeah. And then Sparty.
Did you see who's leading the Western Division there, Big Ten?
Why don't you let me know that?
Cats.
Yeah.
Northwestern's 5-1. And I saw a tweet the other day in their last 14 Big Ten games, Northwestern's 13-1.
Oh, my word.
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Old Fitz.
Go Cats.
Getting it done. Not getting it done yesterday, and quite frankly, the team they played was really, really good, was the old Redbird.
Yeah, man.
South Dakota State.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you what it is. After they won, mm-hmm. and Spack shaved his mustache.
Oh, that, well then.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing?
We haven't won a game since that happened. I mean, granted, we played North Dakota State.
Awareness. And
then South Dakota State.
Yeah. Granted, you played a team that should be an FBS and another team that's damn close that should be an FBS.
Like, yeah.
North Dakota State has no business playing FCS. None.
No.
They have no business. They should be in
No, no. But they're the gold standard.
They are.
And they 100%. Are the team that you look at and you're like, well, why aren't you in the FBS? And they say, well, should we be the best team in the world here?
Right.
Or should we go there and be Toledo? Right. And
or be Colorado State or something, right?
Yeah, no, you're whoever.
Right. You're right. You're right. Glory is everything.
And I every time I want ISU to be in the FBS.
Yeah, it's like
I think the same thing. I mean, would I rather be in the top 10 in what used to be called Division II and then was called Division 1A?
Right.
And then now it's technically Division I.
Right.
But you can't play in a bowl
game.
No,
you cannot. No. Yeah. You got to play in the championship game.
That you do.
Hey, speaking of championship games, the high school playoffs are going on right now.
Talk to me.
Cole City. They're the two seed in, I want to say, 4A. And they just
Are they the Cole City Diamonds?
They are the Kohlers.
Damn
Cole City Kohlers. They have a big coal miner as their mascot.
Yeah, all
victorious, right. And they beat the crap out of Wheaton, a town not Wheaton North or South, St. Francis, I believe, of Wheaton. Beat the snot out of them at home. So they play again this
week.
Good
thing you moved.
Yeah, exactly. So take that.
Yeah.
One other note from the Bear. Only two penalties today.
Wow.
They only had two penalties today. So that was good. The unnecessary roughness call. And yeah. I'm sure there was a holding call there because there's the other one's 10 yards. So, I mean, it had to have been a holding call of some kind. But they went out and played a great game today. They again, you beat bums. That's what you do. And I have a bunch of Jets fans at work because a lot of them came from New York and stuff like that. So,
well, I'm sorry for you.
Gary Vaynerchuk, also a Jets fan. Sorry, brother.
Whoopty freaking do.
That's right. He tweeted out today, congratulations, Bears fans. And I tweeted back, thanks, and buy the Jets already. Because that's his life goal. I don't know if you know that or not. Like Gary,
I did not know that.
Gary V's life goal is to earn enough money to buy the Jets. That's it. Wow. That's his goal.
And maybe by going and picking up free stuff and selling it on eBay?
Yeah, he'll get there.
He can get it done.
Hey, man. One's bigger than zero last time I checked.
That's absolutely correct.
That's right.
That's why we're here.
That's right. And he has
Do you learn how to do something or do you just start doing it and then get better at it as you go?
We're doing the latter.
Correct.
We're just doing it.
Hopefully.
And getting better at it. Hopefully. And
meh.
We've already improved the remoteness of everything. Like it sounds fantastic now. Got that squared away better. Finally. It sounds a lot better.
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
I know Tom likes it.
Everything
so.
You touch turns to suck. It's official.
Oh no. You know who else sucked, by the way?
Who was that?
That game Friday night into Saturday morning of the World Series.
Oh my God. That
sucked.
Dude. I'm sorry. It sucked for you because you had to work it.
I had to score the damn thing.
That's what I meant.
Oh. It was brutal.
But
I got home.
As a fan?
I got home.
Getting to listen to it?
I got home.
In bed?
4:10 in the morning. That's what time I got home from work.
I'm so sorry.
It sucked. I mean, the game was good.
I had a
good.
Thing where I
Don't
can't sleep
wrong.
Lately.
Yeah.
And listening to that was awesome.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, I mean, the Sox are up 3-1. They're playing actually right now, probably, right? I believe they're playing right now.
Yeah, it was a 7:05 first pitch, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they were waiting for all the NFL to end. On their things. The Hawks are tied at 1 right now, by the way, just as we record this. They played, they got their ass whooped last night. For one period, they got their ass whooped. And unfortunately, it was the third period.
Yeah.
They were in there. It was, I don't know, it was one of those games that it's going to happen to them this year. It's just the way it's going to work.
Right.
Because their defense just isn't good enough. Just not good enough. There's only so much Crawford can do. Crawford's played great up until, I mean, last night he gave up a lot, but a lot of that was on the defense. There weren't any quote-unquote bad goals that they scored necessarily. Right. But Crawford's been lights out before last night. Last night was just one of those games. You just chuck it up, move on to the next one. But they're not a playoff team. I said this before on last week's podcast, but
you did.
They showed me nothing this week to change my mind.
So what does that do for their window? I mean,
I don't know.
Kane and Tapes were kids.
Yeah.
Now they're kind of not kids.
Right.
I mean, they're not old yet.
And they're expensive.
But they're expensive.
They're really expensive.
I mean, do we need to deal that and start over? Where are we at?
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
I don't think you can trade Kane or Taze. Like, I don't think from a winning a game standpoint, I don't think you can do that.
Okay. Now I was going to say, I wouldn't have, as far as faces of the franchise go.
Here's the problem, too. Stan Bowman loves giving away no trade clauses. Loves it. Just gives them away like candy. Oh, you want this money and a no trade clause? Sure. So all
is he wearing a Jim Hendry mask?
Right. So all the people that you want to get rid of, guys like Seabrook, who's played better this year but not great. Keith has played better but not great, as evidenced by the fact they give up like 5 goals a game. All those guys you want to deal, you can't, because they have no trade clauses. Right. And if you trade them to the right team, I don't know. Maybe as a thank you for the Stanley Cups.
It's because they're stupid. That's why. That's why everybody does everything.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, maybe as a thank you for the Stanley Cups. I can't wrap my head around it. But the guy just gives away all these fucking just no trade. Seabrook has it. Keith has it. Taze, Kane, they all have it. Crawford has it. So if Crawford goes out, you know, the trade deadline is somewhere in February. If they go out and he's lights out and he doesn't want to go, he's not going. You try to trade him to like Colorado or Arizona or Florida or something like that, he's not going.
Right.
It's not going to happen. My guess
he'd go to a contender, though.
He'd go to Montreal, but they already have a good player in Carey Price. So, I mean, he's from Quebec. So, I mean, but it's just like, oh. I think he's from the same
Quebec to you, Joe.
Are you ready for this? Ready for this nudge?
Yeah.
I believe, and I have to double check, I believe he is from the same hometown as the wrestler Kevin Owens. I think they're from the same town. I believe so.
I have no idea who that is.
I could be wrong, but I could be wrong. He's been off TV for
a while. Does Kevin Owens have a name or like a persona?
No, that's his persona. His real name is Kevin
Steen. Kevin Owens is his persona.
Yeah, his real name is Kevin Steen.
Boring.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kevin Owens, KO. That's kind of the thing, KO.
Oh,
yeah, that's his shtick. But anyway, his real name is Kevin Steen, and he was a pretty badass in the Indies, and then WWE just took him and made him a guy. Unfortunately, they gave him a big push at the beginning, like they do with all the stars. But then after that, speaking of wrestlers, Roman Reigns.
Yeah, man,
that's awful.
That's sad.
For those who don't know,
Tom was going to play a drop, and I made him stop because that's just a sad thing.
It's too sad, right?
Yeah.
And of course,
leukemia.
Me being a wrestling fan, I'm always skeptical that it's a work. Like it's fake.
No.
Yeah, always. Everything they do, I'm like, fake.
Thank God
fake.
For them internets.
That's right. Fake. I mean, and then at the end, when he leaves the belt in the ring and walks out, I'm like, okay, not fake.
Okay.
It's a shoot. You know, and then of course the WWE takes that and turns Dean Ambrose heel at the end of Raw. So there you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well played.
Stay classy, San Diego. Yeah. Stay classy, Vince. But I can't say that, quite frankly, I'm surprised. But yeah, they turn
Dean. They came back, right? I mean, hadn't he beaten it?
Well, he had beaten leukemia. Yeah, when he was
part of Shield.
Well, way before that.
Or before that.
Yeah, before he was even a wrestler, I think.
Sorry, Zay.
But he got it back, and then the Shield reformed with three guys. But they had been hinting at and dropping hints that they were going to turn Ambrose heel anyway. But I think with Roman Reigns out of the picture, they just did it sooner. Like my guess is they were going to do it after the next pay-per-view, but they just did it. So, not super surprised, but just odd timing when arguably your biggest star, because Cena really doesn't wrestle anymore.
Yeah.
So your biggest day-to-day star leaves with leukemia, and you turn a team member of his heel. It's weird to me, but
it does. It feels odd.
Yeah, it was odd. It was a tough watch. Like, oh, don't do that. As soon as he gave him a DDT, and I'm like, no, come on, really? Now you can do that today. You can do it next week or the week after. You had to do it tonight. You know, strike while the iron's hot, I guess, Vince. But
well,
dude, that's tough. That's
class
tough.
With a capital K. That's how Vince does things.
He is nothing if not classy, right?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, brother, talk to me about the NBA.
The Bulls are bad. That's it. Yeah. And Tyronn Lue, he gone. Because, of course, the Cavs are 0-5 or 0-6 Because he's the reason
because
they're bad.
Of him.
Yeah, he's the reason
they're and bad. Not the fact that the franchise left.
Correct. Yeah, no. It's, dude, if LeBron fucking left, just why didn't you just fire him in the offseason?
Yeah.
Why not just bring somebody in that can do X's and O's better than Tyronn Lue can?
Well,
it doesn't
I
make
mean,
any sense.
And Lue was, he was James's guy, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Well, and so that's the deal. So they're like, okay, well, we'll see if you can do it without him.
No.
No.
No, you can't.
No.
You can't. Not Kevin, so much. I think Kevin Love got hurt 2 games ago or something like that, too.
No. Well.
What are you doing?
Jesus.
He's your guy.
Why is that guy still there?
I don't know, but he's your guy. Like, not your guy, but he's if you're Cleveland, no. He's your guy, yeah. Right?
He's your Cleveland.
Like, God, and the Bulls still bad.
Man, talk about rich people problems.
No doubt. But yeah, Tyronn Lue fired. He gone. Again, it's not his fault, man. That team's crap. And
it is crap.
Like, I don't know what.
Talk to me about who's good in the East. What do you think about the Buck?
Oh,
Right?
No doubt. I think the freak got hurt though last night.
Yeah.
I want to say. I remember seeing an injury. Toronto 6-0. So is Milwaukee, but
yeah.
Toronto with Kawhi Leonard, all heart. Right, Mr. Hart. Mr. Hart, that's right.
Your guy.
Suck ass. But they're 6-0. Yeah, that's bottom line. Boston's 4-2. Milwaukee's 6-0. Detroit 4-1. Detroit's playing well.
Hey, whatever happened to that Jimmy Buckets rumor we were talking about?
Oh, yeah. There was a rumor that the Rockets were going to trade 4 first-round picks. So their first round picks in the next 4 years
to the
Pups for Jimmy Butler. To which somebody at work immediately goes, well, that's just like second round picks, right? Because the Rockets are going to be so good that they're basically going to be a high second round pick. Because they're going to be picking like 27th, 28th, you know, if they win it all, obviously.
You would think that.
Yeah. And they're going to be good for years to come if they get Jimmy Butler. But Jimmy Butler's just.
They're 1-4 right now. So.
Yeah, Butler's an ass, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
This just in?
Yeah, this just in. Gee, Butler's an ass.
You know what, though? Yeah. I mean, if going back to Camp Rose, Camp Butler,
yeah.
I think I'd go Butler. He seemed to want to do the work.
Then. Yeah. But now, because the problem is this. He wants out of Minnesota. He feels that Karl Anthony Towns and Wiggins, right? Towns and Wiggins.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't play basketball.
Mitchie. Oh.
That they don't play team basketball. They just want to score.
Okay.
They don't play defense. They don't bother with defense.
Well, you know what? That's what a lot of old, like, dumb white guys say about the NBA.
Yeah. Is that they don't. But, I mean, like, Jimmy Butler on the court is just dogging these, and in a practice, completely dogging these guys, and then he had a blow up where he just is yelling at the GM, like just chewing the GM's ass out.
Who's the GM in Minnesota now?
Oh, that's a great question. It's not Thibodeau.
It's not Kevin McHale.
It's not Kevin McHale. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the Western Conference in the NBA.
Tom,
can you get us?
Get on that.
Yeah. Denver 4-1. Portland, Utah 3-2. Golden State 6-1. No surprise there. The only surprise is that they actually lost a game. New Orleans in the Southwest 4-1. Anthony Davis killing it. Killing it, I tell you.
Monobrow.
Yeah, the monobrow. He has. Let's see. He's played four games.
I guess that's unibrow. My bad.
In four games, he has 53 rebounds. That's good.
Okay, last Scott Layton, who I don't know.
Oh, is that the GM? The other Layton is that the Layton, the guy that was in Frank Layton, the guy that was in Utah.
Yeah, it's Frank Layton's kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense.
All right. Well, there
good
you
for
go.
Him. Good on him. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Tom. For
Thanks, Tom.
Appreciate that, man.
Well
you're
played.
You're king. Hope your hammy's better.
I'm gonna get fired later.
That's right. And the Oklahoma City Thunder without Westbrook, 0-4. Just not good.
Not a good look.
No, not
in the OKC.
No. Mm-mm. But the Bulls are 2-4.
They're on pace.
And they won their game last night, so I mean, you can't get 97-85. Yeah, Zach LaVine has played better. He was 27-11.
He hasn't played better. He's played like an all-star.
Yeah, he's played.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. This guy, in fact, I apologize. Damn it, Tom, why didn't you have this for me? I wanted to have his stats, but he's had like, I don't know, four or five triple-doubles.
He was 27-11 last night. 27 points, 11 boards.
Yeah.
Not bad. Last I checked. Let's see. Oh, internet. Is there anything you can't do? Zach LaVine the other night had 20 points. He only had 3 rebounds.
There's my double-double.
There's plus, you know, NBA has a plus-minus system. Kind of the NHL, but not really. It's basically if you're on the court when the other team scores a point, you get a minus. If you're on the court when your team scores points, you get a plus. That's basically how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Zach LaVine, minus 23.
Oh, that's not good.
That's bad.
And speaking of the NHL, did I just see that the Hawk lost 2-1?
Good. The game's probably over. It wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, I put the World Series game in.
Oh.
Cam Warden goal for your Hawk, and they just played last night. Yeah. So if they lost 2-1, it's not super surprising. Maybe they lost in overtime. If there was only
It was an OT.
Okay. And then they get a point. That's fine. It's not a big deal. I mean, they're not going to make the playoffs anyway, so it's not like,
it's like you said.
It's like this game is going to be the reason why they don't make the playoffs. They're not going to make the playoffs. They're not good.
Now, can they unload people to,
We kind of strayed off that. In the NHL, it's so hard.
I apologize because I know all the young guys got the no trade deals.
Yeah.
But well, I mean.
Yeah, all the old guys got it.
Duncan Keith's.
No trade.
Really?
Yeah. No trade. Okay. Yeah.
No trade, no teeth.
Correct. He can have more trades than teeth. That's right. Mm-hmm. Actually, right now the Hawks technically are 8th in the West. Like it matters in October. But the problem is, like I said, dude, the NHL, the hard cap. There's only so much you can do. Even if they wanted to trade these guys, they'd have to find somebody with the cap room to take them.
Right.
And therein lies the rub. In the offseason, it's much better because in the offseason, you can go 10% over the cap as long as you get to back to the cap by opening night.
Okay.
That's the way the NHL works. So, for example, if the cap is $80 million, you can sign up to $88 million in the offseason, but you have to get back to 80 by the time the puck drops on opening night. So these guys are much easier to trade in the offseason because they can go over and give themselves time to get back under. That's just the way it worked. And the NHL also has a floor. You have to spend X. And what that X is, I'm not sure, but there are teams like, for example, Marian Hossa did one last thank you to the Blackhawks. And he accepted a trade to the Arizona Coyotes, technically. Now, he's not playing. He has the goop. But
right.
But he did
us one. Still a billion-dollar idea.
Right. But he did one last thank you and agreed to a trade for the Coyotes to free up cap space, which was great. But the problem is.
You think will he come back and sign for like a one-day deal like in baseball so he can retire as a Hawk?
That's my guess. And then he'll be an ambassador for the Hawks, I would imagine. Because he loves Chicago. I mean, like, he moved back to Slovenia, but he loves, Slovenia is where he's from, I think.
Does he drink too much and beat his wife?
No.
Because that's what we like in our ambassadors.
Correct. Bobby Hull.
Wow. Yes. Ooh. I was going to name
but I people. Did. I'm more than happy to. By the way, have you seen pictures of Kevin Smith lately?
Mm-mm.
Because I don't know if you knew this or not. See this or about this. He had a heart attack.
Batman?
Well, he had a heart attack.
Ooh.
Like months ago.
Okay.
And he's gone vegan.
Ooh.
And he's thin.
It's funny because he's fat.
Yeah, he's not fat anymore.
I guess it's not.
Which kind of takes the whole thing, the whole juice out of Silent Bob.
Because isn't that Batman?
Isn't that right? Isn't that kind of the thing?
That was the thing.
Fat man in overcoat, right?
Right.
Like that was the thing. Well, now he's no more fat man for Kevin Smith. Which, good on him. I mean, he changed his life, and I think he still smokes weed, but he stopped eating meat, and he's a vegan, and he's, you know, he's get turned his life around. Unfortunately, it took a heart attack to do that, but.
How do you feel about that?
About
the whole, like, not eating meat thing?
Vegan?
Yeah, well, not vegan. Fuck vegan, dude. Vegetarian? I have to have cheese. I gotta have cheese.
So vegetarian is what you're telling me.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Okay, here's the way I'll put it.
All right.
There is no shot, none, that I could do it.
Okay.
None. No chance. Right. I eat way too much meat to just throw it out. However, I will say this. I empathize and understand reasons why people do it. For health reasons, or you want animals to be treated more ethically, or whatever your reason is you're doing it. Great, more on you. But for me, no shot. For me,
there's a thing my old man was telling me about that you can like send in your blood work, mm-hmm. and they will tell you from your blood work the kind of stuff you need to eat.
Yeah,
like what your mm-hmm. you know your DNA makeup.
Yeah,
like
I heard what that's it needs. 23andMe. I think is
really.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
I thought that was just to tell me that I wasn't fucking my sister.
Right. No, that's Ancestry.
Oh well, either way.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, so he was telling me this, and I'm like, and he's like, yeah. And if you look at this, it's so weird because it'll be like, oh, you're kind of like an herbivore, but you need like so much of this and right. whatever, blah yeah. blah. Yep. And like, I honestly, I do not eat a lot of meat, but every like, I would say once a month, once a quarter. Mm-hmm. I've got to eat fucking red meat, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I've got to like go out and be like steak. Rah, 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 rah. Right. Yeah.
Steak, double burger.
As red and just.
Yes.
But yeah. the rest of the time I can green leaf it. I can, you know, whatever. I mean,
I just eat too much meat to change it. It's too integral in my diet.
Oh.
Because a lot of it is also because my blood sugar has been high and I've been having issues with my blood sugar. There's no carbs in meat. So, and there's no carbs in vegetables too. I get it, but you need
there's a lot of sugar in vegetables.
But it's a good sugar. It's not bad. It's not processed sugar.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's still.
It kind of does. It matters. In how it's distributed in your blood. That's the thing. Processed sugar just goes straight to the blood. It goes straight in and gets processed. Sugars in fruit and vegetables and things like that get processed slower. So they have a less of an impact on your blood sugar level. It still goes up, but it just doesn't get processed as quickly.
Right.
As refined
sugar. As it would be in a Twinkie or like a shot of Jack.
Or alcohol is fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there's a ton of sugar in alcohol.
Alcohol's no carb, right? That's
learn something.
It's carbs. Yeah, it's carbs. I mean,
and that's one to grow on.
Well, there's not sugar in Jack. I mean, it just comes from the aging process. Right? And it gets distilled. Okay. It gets distilled, and then the aging process is what gives it its color. Like it's in
to
it's
alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Correct. Now, they do suggest clear alcohol over brown alcohol for some reason. I don't think it's sugar, though. But
okay.
But I've done poking around research stuff, and alcohol is okay. It actually lowers your blood sugar. Truth. It does.
Right on.
Yeah, the alcohol does lower it. The carbs, I mean, like for me, I can drink a few light beers and be fine. It's okay.
Okay.
Drinking 20 light beers or 10 really, really good beers, not so fine. But I can have, like today I think I had 4 beers and all good. No worries.
Yeah,
moderation is the key to life, Jay.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'll learn that one day.
Yeah, maybe we'll all learn it one day. There's things I'm not. There's things I'm not moderate about. Put a bag of Swedish fish in front of me. I'll eat the whole fucking thing.
All right, here's our hook.
Yeah.
You teased a surprise before.
I did. Okay, so.
Well, I probably shouldn't show you this, but I'm totally going to.
But I'm totally, thank you, Krieger. All right, so I was YouTube rabbit hole, right? I just went down a couple rabbit holes, and I found a way. I believe I've done it. I don't have a device to check it, so I'm just following the instructions. I hope it's there. You should be able to just go to your Alexa device, a Dot or an Echo, and say, "Hey, Alexa, play It's That Podcast," and it should play It's That Podcast. I have it set up that way, so it should work. Should. Stress. Should, because I don't have a device. But now, if you're in the comfort of your own home and you have an Alexa, an Amazon machine, or an Amazon component, you can say, "Hey, Alexa, play It's That Podcast." And it should play it, in theory. I hope it works. That was my surprise for everybody.
That's pretty awesome.
But again, I can't test it. So, I hope it works.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, of course. Oh, man. Isbol today played night 6 at the Ryman.
Yeah, Isbol today?
Yeah, night 6 at the Ryman.
Yeah.
Yep, and then he's going to take some time off for the holidays and get back after it. So, yeah, exactly. Whatever. At any rate.
All right, kid. Well, do you have anything that you love right now?
God, on YouTube, I just love watching all the iPhone reviews and all the hate for the new iPhone. Not the the XR, the 10R, not the 10, oof, not the 10S or 10S Max, but the
Never a 10X.
The cheaper one.
Well, there was just X.
Right. There is right. Exactly. Well, the 10. There's now a 10S and a 10S Max. Oh. And there's also a 10.
You can go fuck yourself with that.
There's also a 10R, and the 10R. Has all the guts of a 10S, but it doesn't have an OLED display. Like, the display isn't as nice, and the casing isn't right. Exactly, and everybody's in up just in go arms.
Fucking fist your ass with that.
Right, exactly. Like, I don't care. Whatever. It's just fun watching.
Right.
People just lose their shit. Come in bed. Like, don't buy it though.
In my day,
and don't buy it.
Right.
It's simple. Don't buy it.
My day, a phone was a phone.
I have, in my opinion, the best iPhone they've ever made, which is the 6S Plus.
Okay.
That's fair enough. The best one, in my opinion. Now, I've not used a 10. I haven't used a 10 or, 9 or an 8 or whatever. This phone is awesome to me. And it's like 4 years old.
I never got angrier than when I went into fucking... Oh, pardon. Well, whatever. I went into Verizon, and they go... Oh, do you realize that this is a 4? And I was like, yeah, whatever, it works.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, but there's like an 8 now. And
so? I was like,
okay.
Great.
Whatever, upgrade me, because that's why I'm here, but
right.
Whatever.
You don't have to fucking shame me about it. It's just a phone. Yeah,
exactly.
Right. It's just a phone, like, bro.
4 generations old. Right. I can't believe it.
I'm going to keep this phone.
I fucking wanted it to do, right. So you can suck my cock.
Right. And this phone is going to do, I'm using this phone until it dies.
Right?
Until it absolutely, I cannot use it anymore. I'm using it. Not because I'm cheap.
Seriously.
Not because of anything else. I love this phone.
And you and I have talked about it before. About Windows 7.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, whatever, in Windows 10. Mm-hmm. And I hate 10. And yes. I'll probably learn to like it because I'll have to.
Right.
But at work, I honestly need to move to 10 just so we can all sync and all be together and all do whatever. Yeah. But
I mean, the machine that we're using right now to record this is running Windows 7.
Yeah.
And it runs just fine. It runs great. Like, I'm not... in a hurry to upgrade to 10.
I'm sorry, Joe. It's not Windows XP?
No.
Because, that's what we're saying. We're so old and we don't know things.
Exactly. It's just Windows 7, dude. I just need something to record with. To do net browsing and record this podcast with. That's it. That's all I need. And it works fine. The USB works fine. Everything works fine. I've got an SSD in it. I did do that. I upgraded the hardware. So I added a solid state hard drive to it, you know.
Jose's smiling right now. Right. He's like, yeah.
That was the solid state hard drive. And it's golden. This thing's faster than it's ever been. So whatever. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Exactly. Just like this podcast is what it is, Jay.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
They do, Homer. We want to thank you for listening to It's That Podcast, episode 42.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You can find us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/itsthatpod. You can find us on Twitter. I am at Triple Lindy's. Jason is at J, the letter. Sleet Shirley. You can find us, you can email us, joe@itsthatpodcast.com or jason@itsthatpodcast.com. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify, and now Alexa, hopefully. Jason will test it later. Jason has a dot. I don't. Yeah. So he'll see if it works. We'll find out. And if it doesn't work, we'll get it to work. It's not a big deal. So we want to thank you guys for listening to this episode. Go Bears. And thanks for listening to It's That Podcast in general. Bears.
Fucking Packers.
Fucking Packers. Get some. That's right. Eat that.